Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Do you have a home? What makes your home special? You know, some kids don't have a happy home. Sometimes there's arguing and fighting. Sometimes they don't feel safe. But did you know that Jesus is making a special home just for you? He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Jesus is preparing a mansion for you.
Let us sing a song that will cheer us by the way. In a little while we're going home. For the night will end in the everlasting day. In a little while we're going home. In a little while, we shall cross the billows home. We shall meet at last when the stormy winds are past.
So here we go. We're starting with the New Testament books. Let's review what we've learned so far. Are you ready? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Now what's our new ones? Do you remember? Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Good job. Can you start with Galatians and do all four of them? Ready? Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. You are doing a great job. Let's go ahead and do one last time from the very beginning. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Awesome! Let's go ahead and get started with our Bible story. Hello, boys and girls. How are you today? I'm glad that you're spending some time with me, but most of all, I'm glad that we're spending time with Jesus. We want to start our day with Jesus, don't we? Before we get started studying our lesson, I want to stop and have prayer that Jesus and His Spirit will be with us. What about you? Let's bow our heads together. Lord, come into our hearts. Help us as we learn and as we look up Bible verses and as we study this lesson that you will help us to choose you today. Give us your Holy Spirit to help us to understand. Speak to us today. Amen. As Jesus was talking to the Greeks and others about dying for us, he thought about the terrible death he would soon go through. As well as being truly God, Jesus was truly human, and no human would want to suffer like he knew he was going to suffer. No wonder why he dreaded it. As those people looked at Jesus, they could tell that there was a struggle going on in his mind. It was so terrible that his face became pale, and he looked as if he would faint. It seemed as if a strange dark cloud surrounded him. Was he being tempted to change his mind about dying? Did you know that if Satan had have succeeded in tempting Jesus to not die for us, then we would all be lost? It seemed that Jesus was wishing that there was some other way to save us, but he knew that there wasn't. This was the only way. Do you remember the Bible verse that says the wages of sin is death? That means that the cost of sin, the amount that you have to pay in order to sin, is to die. And we have all sinned. We are sinners. We cannot save ourselves. Only Jesus can. Well, he finally came to that decision. He was wrestling with it, struggling with it. Should I die or should I not? Should I save myself or should I not? But he finally told his heavenly Father to go ahead with the plan. Immediately, God spoke back to him, and a bright light wrapped him up, kind of like God's arms, giving him a giant hug and holding him safe and tight. Let's look at John chapter 12, verse 27 and 28. John chapter 12, verse 27 and 28. If you need more time, just pause the recording and then press play when you're ready. John chapter 12, verse 27 and 28. The verses are the little numbers, 27 and 28. Here's what it says.
Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.
Did God speak to Jesus? Yes, it was so wonderful. Hardly anyone knew for sure what had happened. Look at verse 29. What were people saying?
Therefore, the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him.
They weren't sure what it was. They were like, was it thunder? What was it? But the disciples and the Greeks understood the words that God spoke. The Greeks now knew for sure who Jesus was. Did you know that later that week, they were among those who watched the things that happened when Jesus' own people shouted over and over, crucify him? How was God's name glorified? Well, Satan had made the people afraid of God. He had twisted it so that people thought that the terrible, awful things that Satan did, that's what God did. God's character had become twisted up. They thought that the works that Satan did was really the works that were of God. But that's not true. Jesus came to glorify God's name, to show each one of us who God is, what he's like, the love, the care, the forgiveness that he has for you and for me. Satan had made people afraid of God, but everything that Jesus said and did showed who God really was, what he was truly like. The whole universe could see how wicked and cruel Satan is. And when Jesus would be lifted up and die on that cross for us, people in our world, along with all the angels and the people in the other worlds, would know the amazing love that God has for us. Both Jesus' life and his death glorified God. But Jesus had a choice to make, didn't he? He had a choice to follow God or to save himself. If he saved himself, then he wouldn't be able to save us. If he followed God and the plan of salvation, then he would die a terrible death, but he would save everyone. It would be hard for him, but then there would be a reward. When I was a teenager, I had a choice of what to do with my summer. I had lots of friends who were going to be hanging out at a pool and going to the mall and just living for themselves. Or I had a choice that I could go and knock on doors every single day in the heat of the summer, telling people about Jesus, selling books about Jesus, and raising money for my schooling. I had those two choices. One was going to be hard. It was hot in the summertime. I would be knocking on doors and asking people to buy things from me, and they would be rejecting me. Some would buy, but most of them would reject me. Or I could hang out at the pool with my friends and drink lemonade and go swimming and stay cool and just have a nice, leisurely summer. But which do you think would actually make a difference for heaven? Do you think that sitting by the pool with my friends would make a difference for heaven? Do you think that going out and telling people about Jesus, even though it was hard and even though it was hot, do you think that that was helping God and helping his kingdom? Yeah, it was. And I had this choice to make. Do I follow God and do what he's calling me and wanting me to do to help his kingdom? Or do I just hang out with my friends? It was a hard decision. But you know what? I chose to go and help God's kingdom, to tell people about Jesus, even though it was hot, even though it was hard and they rejected me. But you know what? I had an amazing summer. It was so wonderful. It was such a blessing. I was with other young people who loved and served God and who wanted to put his kingdom first. And even though it was hard, when I got to the end of the summer, was I glad that I did it? You bet I was. I was so glad. Do you think that when Jesus rose from the grave, do you think he was glad that he did what he did? That he went through the suffering and that he went through the sacrifice for us to help God's kingdom? I know he was. Did you know that you can help others to want to love and trust and obey Jesus? I want to challenge you to think of some way that you can tell people about Jesus. It might be a bookmark that you get, that you color or you draw or you design and you give to people saying Jesus loves you. It might be a bottle of water if it's really hot where you are, a bottle of water for somebody, smiling and telling them Jesus loves you. It might be putting together little bags of treats and goodies that you can give out whenever you see a homeless person. Or it might be telling other kids at the playground about Jesus and that he loves them and he wants them to be with him forever. You have an opportunity that God is going to give you to tell people about Jesus. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I know that God wants you to tell others about him. Are you up for the challenge? Well, you can't do it without Jesus, so let's pray and ask Jesus to help us. Dear Lord, we want to tell others about you. We want our eyes to be open to see the opportunity that you give us to tell people about you. Help us to look for ways to bring a smile to someone's face and to let them know how much you care for them. We love you. Amen. We're working on our memory verse, aren't we? Have you been enjoying it? I get these memory verses stuck in my head, and it just goes on, and it's wonderful, isn't it? God wants us to hide his word in our hearts, that we will not sin against him.
John 12:26. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. Let him follow me. Let him follow me. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and him will my Father honor. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. Let him follow me. Let him follow me. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and him will my Father honor.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.